couldn't learn the black Gemara. We're up to the Pei Tes on the base, the very bottom of the page. We had a machlekes ishlokish. We had a machlekes if what do you call it? Ravina Bashel came along and said that if you took the fats of Kochim Kalim, when do they become permitted? When do they become Kodesh, that you're stealing is only after you sprinkle the blood. If you took it out of the base of Mikdash before you sprinkle the blood, it's possible as well. Even though it becomes possible. And then we said, Machlik is actually, if you took it out before Zrikas Damim. Rabbi Yechina says that's still kosher. Regarding the basar, flesh, you took it out before kosher, because eventually you take it out anyway, and it's luggage as a puzzle. So we tried to draw it similar from that, and we said that's to do with meat. But when it comes to blood, it never belongs outside the base of Migdash. Perhaps everyone holds that as puzzles. So we don't know. The question is whether there's an Iser of Yetziah taking it out before you spray the blood. Actually, maybe it's a machlik tonight. A muri kosher kalish yotzut nezikas damim, the last line of the page. The fats of kosher kalin that went out before you spray the blood. Rabbi Leza says, ain moilim behem, even after you sprayed the blood, since you took it out, that's it, it's rendered ineffective. You're not stealing because it does not become the property of the Beis HaMikdash. And there's no chiyuv pigul. Since you took it out, you made it possible by taking it out. So therefore, afterwards, there's no pigul or noisir or tameh, because these did not apply only if it's a proper carbon. It's how to go out on top. Rabbi Akiva says, moilin behen, that you are moil, that if you took it out before the spraying of the blood, since at that time yet it wasn't the property base of English, it's not possible, so you're stealing. And chayov should pickle noise with tummy, chayov all these things. My lab, what's going on here? Why would Rabbi Kiva hold that the Zika is effective? Probably he was talking about it as you took it out, then you brought it right back in. So it was inside the base of English when you sprayed the blood. The problem was you took it out before then. That's called Yoytze. And the question is right. And the question is whether Yoytze is a psul yet or not by Kachum Kalim, because they don't really become holy until you spray the blood. My lab, the Hodder Eilinu Pligi, that you brought it back in, and that's the argument. The Bahab Pligi, Ma'asov, and Mifshul be Yoytze becomes possible when you took it out. Ma'asov, and Mifshul be Yoytze. So this is so not like a Rabbi Shehu who made a halacha saying according to everybody. In fact, it's a machlekes. Says, you want a Papa? No. Who said? The Hadar Eilinu Kuliyam Lepligi brought it back in. Perhaps they all there's no machleik whatsoever. Everyone holds that as kosher. Not like Rabbi Bashela. But Hocha, who said that's possible? Hocha over here, be Isnu Ivrei Pligi, it's still sitting outside when you sprayed the blood. Different machleikas altogether. This machleik is Masover, ain't Zika Meyazel Yaita, since it's right now sitting outside, doesn't help. Masover Zika Meyazel Yaita does help. I can with Hakanabi, but our papa, the very same our papa, who the Omar, our papa is the one who said, but the Eastern who, Ivroi, our papa said, by regarding two loaves of bread that went outside between the shechting and the spraying of the blood. We have the same machleikis. He took the two loaves of bread of Shavuos outside. The same machleikis, and he said over there, if the Eastern Ivroi, if it's still sitting outside when you shechted and all that, there's no argument that it's no good. But the Eileen of the Gavoy Pligi, the whole machleikis, brought it back in. So we see that he brought it back in, it's still a machlekes, whether this is considered Yaitz's puzzle or not. Zakasha and Rava Bashel made a din, but in fact it's a machlekes. No. Hani, when did the Papa make that comment? Gabishte lecha with two loaves of bread, the lav, gufe, de zucha. When did he make this comment by the two loaves of bread? Because the loaves of bread are not part of the carbon itself, they're separate to the carbon. So therefore the machlekes, whether the zika helps or not, even if he brought it back in.
So
the lechem went out. So therefore, since it's not part of the carbon, so when you spray the blood, the krosim, that's when you're allowed to eat the two loaves of bread. So therefore, as long as they're sitting outside, everyone agrees that it's not included in the carbon. It's not part of the carbon. Aval emudim, when it comes to fats, the gufei de zivchuhu, but fats, since they are part of the carbon, the argument is it's outside, but if you brought it back in, maybe everyone agrees that it's kosher. Everyone agrees it's kosher. Not like Rabbi Shaila said that it's possible yaitzeh, maybe everyone agrees that it's not possible at all. Maybe everyone agrees. There's no raya, we have no raya either way. Says the Gemara further, says in the Mishnah, oifas kaibim, birds come first. Before Karban Mincha, for Mincha, you have a crane has to. The whole pedic is about Kol HaTadei. What comes first? What's more chashuv or more? But the first mission we have is about more frequent, and then we have about more chashuv. Oifas Karban Adrav and Menachah Karban Mincha should be first. Why should mincha be first? Shekain yeshna betzibah gibi yachid. By mincha, we find carbon mincha, like mincha's oimer that is done for the public, and you never find a oif that's done for the public. You're right, but the fact that it's a living thing is more choshev than its flower offering. Minchas choyte, it says in the Mishnah that we have a minchas choyte, it takes priests, it goes through all the kabbanas. And it says that the minchas choyte come before minchas dove, because this is duvda veir. Because they require more ingredients, oil and spice. The fact that it's the mechaper is coming to atone, that's more important. We have a question. What about minchas seite? It's not really coming to forgive on a sin. So minchas seite and minchas nedove, which comes first? Do we say minchas nedove kedemish came to the shem v'levoina? It has more ingredients. It's not coming to atone for a sin. It's coming to prove to us whether a sin took place or not. It's just related to a sin, but not to atone. Tashma coming in minchas chayte. It says in Mishnah that a minchas chayte of a sinner comes before minchas nedove because it forgives. Minchas chayte called minchas nedove. I'm medayik. Only a minchas chayte comes first because it forgives. Ha minchas chayte loy, but minchas no. Says the Gemara, Miktani doesn't say Mipnei Shechaperes. Doesn't say the mission of the word because of Mechaper. Then you're right. You can infer, but not a Mincha Seite. Mipnei Shei Boal Chetani says because it's related to a sin. So why can't Mincha Seite be included in that as well? So
good.
That's right. Well, Nami Boal Chet. Also to do related with a sin. Yeah, to make a look to humiliate us. We're trying to say there we want it to be made. We want her, she behaved like a behemoth, therefore we give a behemoth. But there's no kapor here. A chshivis, the carbon is still a choshev. She didn't obey him, but the carbon itself is still a choshev thing. The question is the levels of chshivis. Toshma, coming here, it says in the Braisa, Zuka dem lezu, the Braisa, this comes before that, Chazuba, Minachit, and Zabon, so this comes from wheat, and Michaz Chayte comes from barley. Myla, Minchazo, Michaz Chayte, isn't he talking about here that the wheat is the dover, and the barley is Michaz Chayte? Clear the Braisa, that's it, because last. We're talking about the Mincha of a Chayte of a sinner comes before the Mincha of a Chayte. Who said to him a dover? Maybe a sinner. Because that's a real Aveda, Kapar, and this isn't. Typically, what do I need to but I tell you that the Hamechaper, what do you tell me the reason? Because we in Bali say this Hamechaper is Bala Mechaper. Say this to tones and this doesn't tone. Velamai, Michaz Adova, someone said, so you're happier, why? Because Michaz Adova, ask the same question. Say the reason why Michaz Adova comes first, not because there's a wheat and there's a barley, because this has oil and spice. Tapely does that to the Shalom Levine, and to the Shalom Levine. Elachad Mithet Time and Nokid. No Rai from here, he's just giving you one or two reasons, and could be talking about Michaz Chayte and Michaz Saitus. We don't know what it would be by Michaz Adova and Michaz Saitus. So you might have a Chatus, or if Kademe says that.
Of course.
There's a whole procedure that has to be done. There's a whole Gemara called Saita. It goes through all the steps.
Yeah, I understand, but it's got to be done locally.
Done what?
No, in order to make her drink the bitter waters, she has to go to a shalayim where the kohen writes it on the parchment and dissolves it into the water. It's a whole long procedure.
Yeah. Chatas ha'oif kedemes. Chatas ha'oif comes before the oil of an oif. By a bird, we say the chatas ha'oif comes before the oil of a bird. And same thing by a behemoth, we say chatas comes before an oil. But no, Hanamili, how do you know that? The Torah Bami learned. It says a pazik, you should bring it to the kayin, and it says you should bring the chatas to the shayna. We're talking about birds because there's a molak as reshe, and so on. And then it says, v'es ha'sheni, and then it says the next one, make an oil. Kam mishpat. So it says clear the pasuk chatzas followed by oila. So the hikus of chatzas l'shoyne. Why does it have to say the word l'shoyne l'chedus extra? Because the next pasuk is l'sheni. You don't need it. Lame teacher should take l'shoyne to be for. You don't need a teacher that it should come first. That the it says but l'sheni yasa. The next pasuk says that the second one you should make an oila. So obviously the first one was the chatzas. Elazabon of l'chol chatoy sheikmul l'oila. The boys among the teacher everywhere else that a carbon chatzas takes priests over a carbon oila. Always take precedence. Talking about if somebody heard, a testimony and doesn't want to give it. So all other places that want the name Chatas always is first. That's why it says Yishayna. Chatas Yishayna. You know, Chatas is always Yishayna when it comes with another carbon, even with an oiler, at least with an oiler. whether it's a chatas oiv together with an oil oiv, chatas comes first. Whether the chatas of a behemo comes with an oil behemo, the chatas comes first. And then he goes, afilu chatas oiv lo oilas a behemo. That even the chatas of an oiv comes before the oil of a behemo. Now that's chiddush, because before we learned that a behemo comes before a bird. But here we're saying when it's a chatas and oil, it's an exes a kosher, the chatas of a bird takes precedence over the oil of a behemo. Hilcha, therefore, this is the conclusion. That chatas are oiv, the oil is oiv. How do you know the chatas of a bird comes before the oil of a behemo? Because there's an exposing, and the second one, you should bring an oil, so obviously chatas first. Chatas behemo, the oil is behemo. How do you know for the Rabbi Rachmano we had yesterday? The Torah says, upar sheni ben bakar, and we had that whole thing there. The Torah, you've also said, echad chatas, echad oil, that chatas comes first by behemoths. Chatas are oiv oil behemah. How do you know that a chatas of a bird comes before the biggest chiddush before an oil behemah? Mizeh bona av. From right over here, when it says, what is it a shayna for? By the chatas avis to binyan av. Everyone knows the chatas come first. You want to touch? My coming here. Rabbi Lezer says, kol mokum shenis chalfa chatas. Whenever a rich person would bring only one chatas, and now if you're poor, the Torah says bring two birds in his place. So not only you bring a chatas in his place, you bring an oil as well. So the oil is an extension of the chatas and chatas kademis, because the oil is also part of the chatas. It can be let as oil, yeah, oil kademis. But over here, by your letters, an oila comes first. The Torah writes by your letters, or your letters brings two birds. She says, says the Torah, you have to bring two birds, an oila and a chattas, and there the pasuk mentions oila before it mentions chattas. Before it mentions chattas. In other words, if somebody should bring a behemoth, cannot afford to bring an oif, but they're bringing an oif here, the oila, to take the place of the behemoth of an oila. So the oila is here to serve as an oila. So therefore, the chatas come first. Because by the behemoth, the oila comes first. It says in the pasuk by behemoth, echel by, sorry, by your letters, echel le oila, echel le chatas. So an oila comes first. So he's saying this, by that, it's saying over here that if it's coming to take the place of a chatas, someone had to bring a chatas, couldn't afford it, like you go into basic minutes, bring a tamay, and then we say bring birds instead. So the oil of bird you bring is in place of a chatas. You only bring one animal as a chatas. You cannot afford an animal, you gotta bring birds, bring two birds. A chatas and oil. So that oil is replacing a chatas, then the chatas goes first. But if the bird is replacing an oil of bird, an oil of behemoth, then the oil comes first. Chatas kademis. Everywhere, and the reason is wherever it comes for a sin, then chatas comes first. But can oila kedemes? When you give birth, there's no sin involved there. So therefore, the oila comes first. The chom bakam shishnayim boim tachas chatas chatas kedemes. The can over here oila kedemes. Here the oila comes first because you're not coming to take the place of a chatas by a birth. You're coming to take the place of an oila. So and over here he said one of the reasons is that. If you would have brought a behemah, it seems from here, if you would have, let's say, you would have brought taka the behemah, and the behemah is an oila, and the bird is a chatas, but you always bring a bird a chatas, and you bring the oila is a behemah. If you cannot afford, you bring two birds. But if you could afford it, then you bring the behemah an oila, and the bird a chatas. And the pasuk says, what do you bring first? The oila before the behemah of the oila comes before the bird of the chatas. Then we're saying that even a step further, that even the bird, in this case, because the bird is replacing the behemoth, the bird comes first. So we see that, forget what you just said a minute ago, that you said before, that a chatas bird comes before an oiler's behemoth. He was seeing an oiler's behemoth because of a chatas. He's not saying that, the practically speaking, that came first. Why he's explaining why the pasuk mentions oiler first. The behemoth is more chashuv. But in actuality, always a chatas is a kosher. It says in the order of kabbonis, a bull comes before a ram, and the alien comes before a ram, comes before a sheep, and cross the sheep before goats. My love, what are we talking about here? Where do you have goats? We're talking about chag and yomte, because they used to bring a chatas goat, and the sheep were the oila, the sheep were crossing with the oila. And it says clearly that kvasim comes before goats, that oila comes before chatas. Why are you telling me chatas comes before oila? No, we're talking about the dove. We're not talking about the yom. We're talking about if you gave a an adover. So the goats of an adover and the sheep of an adover, then you should know that the sheep come before goats. That's the protocol. I'm not talking about a carbon where there's a chattas involved. Because the rule is, the cause of chattas always comes first. I don't care if it's a lesser level. A goat is the chattas and the sheep is the oila. The goat would come first because chattas comes first.
Is that because of the size?
No. Well, chashivas. In the world, you're talking about the marketplace. has more value than a goat. But that's not when it comes to a chattas and an oila. Purim, koimil elim, bulls come before ram. Shekeinis rabim nesach. Why do bulls come before ram? Because of the kabbonis. Now we're saying another reason as well. But the kabbonis is more nesachim that go with a bull than a ram. Shekeinim bechein elim lekvasim kvasim seidim. Shekeinis rabim mesrabim baalia. And the elim lekvasim as well is because of the nesachim and kvasim leseidim because a keves has the tail, the hindquarters that goes on the mizbech. So more of the animal goes on the mizbech. Says the Gemara, so more of the fat's going to Zbech. Ah, even though we're talking about an oil and the tire carbon goes to Zbech regardless, but we're talking about an algema, in generally, when you have kabbonis. Touch by coming here, par koyim Mashiach, the par, the bull of a koyim Mashiach, is koyim le par hel de zibber, when you have to be makar both. If a koyim, anointed koyim, made a mistake in the Naveda, his bull that he brings along comes first, before it comes, the entire community made a mistake in the Naveda as well. Before, if everyone did avoid zara, comes first, because the par by of held over shetzibur is a chattas, and the par of zara is an oila. You bring two kabbalas. One of them is a par, and the par is the seed is the avoid zara, and the par is the oila. And we have a rule that chattas always comes before the oila. The par of avodah zarah is koydim l'seid avodah chavim. Avodah zarah, the par comes before the seid avodah chavim. If those bring a seid avodah zarah again, because a par is more chasher than a seid. But the par of avodah chavim we just said is only an oila, and the seid of avodah zarah is what they bring. They bring two kabbonis, a par and a seid. The par is the oila, the seid is the chattas. And yet we see clearly from here because the par is more chasher than the seid, it takes precedence even though it's an oila. Versus the chattas, catch what you said before. The afa gav the par v'chavim oile, usiv v'chavim chattas. So what's going on here? So the emo. So why are you asking me a question from him? And then why don't you bring Marayi from Marayi in the beginning? It says that a par helum dover shel tzibur, which is a chattas, koydim le par avad yichavim, which is an oile. So we see that chattas does take precedence. Bring me at least a Marayi from there before you start jumping and launching into all this whole tack. I agree with you. If it's the same kind of an animal, both porous, and the question is, what do you bring first, the chatos or we'll bring the chatos first. The chatos called makika minin. What I'm talking about is betray minin. He has two separate minin. He has a par and a seir. And since a par takes precedence over a seir, even though the par might be an oil and the seir is a chatos, your whole rule falls away. Because you said before that even an oilers, you said before a chatos or oif takes precedence over oilers behemoth. So you said even two different minimum, such a disparity, a bird and an animal, yet he said chatos always hit first. And he said, fakert. So the Gemara, Ashkechon, we find that oiler come to chatos, two minimum, we find that oiler come to chatos. Amri Mara, the answer, Marova, Mashmaid Rava, Mori, chatos, by Vedazora, the chatos which come to Vedazora, Choser, Aleph, the chatos, Ksiv. It's written missing in Aleph. And the seed that they bring for Vedazora is missing in Aleph. To tell you that it's different, all of the chatois. All of the chatois take precedence over the oil. This one here is smaller. In other words, it's lesser degree. It takes the oil takes precedence over it. Because there's a cost over here. Ravino Mara says, Kemishpat. It says, it tells you what to do. And then it says, but follow this exact what I said over here. There's a kasuv again for the word mishpat. That's how you do it. Hashlos lahochi. Now they tell me mishpat means you follow exactly this way. I feel tamed parim the chag nami. Even by parim, by chag over there, maybe the oil of the kvasim take precedence over the seir. Why? Because kemishpatam ksibu. So there's also mishpatam. Iboil. We have a question. Chatas of the oil is behemo. Interesting question. A conundrum. Here we have an interesting conundrum. Because we just said that a chattas ha'oif takes precedence over an oiler's behemah. That's what you said. But then you also have ma'isa behemah. And we know that an oiler's ha'oif takes precedence over a ma'isa behemah because an oiler is kodesh kodashim and ma'isa is kachim kalim. But we know that a ma'isa behemah takes precedence over a bird. We said before that behemah is a precedence over a bird. And you have these three kabbalas to bring up. Eizem and kodesh, what should you do first? Tigdom chattas ha'oif, because chattas ha'oif takes precedence over an oiler behemah ikka ma'isa. What about ma'isa? The kodim le'im. Ma'isa should take place before the bird. Okay, l'kodim ma'isa, bring the ma'isa up first. The problem is ikka oiler behemah. But the oiler takes precedence before, because the kodim kodashim, before the ma'isa behemah is kodim kalim. The kodim le'im. Tigdom oiler behemah, okay, bring the oiler first. But we have there's a custom that the bird comes first. Ikka chattas ha'oif, the kodim le'im. There's a custom that chattas a bird comes before an oiler behemah. Hacha Tagim, over here, they answered, the Machlek is in Bavel, Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, they answered, Min Zevach Adif. The Bavel said, well, a behema is the most choshev, you should start with the Meiser. Meiser comes first, and then you do the Chatzis in Eila. Because the behema definitely cannot come before, there's a custom, cannot come before the Chatzis. So they put Meiser behema first. The Marav Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they said, no, you say that Meiser behema comes first. We say, Eile ba Eile's behema bechatas oif. We say that since the chatas oif and the behema have to go one after another in succession, so therefore it's as if in the chatas oif you're carrying two animals. You're carrying also in it not just the chatas oif. You're also carrying in it the Eile's behema, and therefore together they're more chashev than the mice because there's a kodesh kedoshim. It all gets burnt. So therefore, it picks up the chatas and mice. It lifts also the chatas oif to a higher madriga. Normally, the Ma'aseh Behemah takes precedence over Chatas Oif. But this case over here, because there's an Oil Behemah, the Oil Behemah gets coupled together with the Chatas Oif. So now the Chatas Oif is not Stam Chatas Oif. The Chatas Oif is different. This is here's the famous word that a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, even when he does the normal activities like Tomet Shal Shachar, it's a different Madrega than a whole year. Because you would have thought only the special Avodah of Yom Kippur. You know, everything on that day takes on a whole new level. Because you have to do this, followed by that, Same thing over here. Since the Chatas Oif has to be followed by the Behemoth, and this Chatas Oif is a more Choshev Chatas than an ordinary. And in this case, the Ma'aseh Behemoth doesn't take. Which interesting, in Babel they don't agree with that. In
why
Babel they said
the day of Babel if the Psak in Eretz Yisrael is what they would have followed in the Mikdash?
Who knows what they would have done? I mean, that is a Psak, but who knows what they would have done? You know, have an argument, what do you mean? But there, it seems they're arguing in that principle. Do we say that the Poshita things get a Philip? Because there's something else there as well as a joint. We say Machlekes and Kippur. In fact, there's a Machlekes of the Kohen Gadol did all the ordinary Avodas in Kippur or not. Like Tumas Hadeshim we had 2 days ago. Whether the Kohen Gadol, Machlekes Rashi Teish, whether the Kohen Gadol did or not on Yom Kippur. Because does every activity take on a special Chashivas? Or no? Those things which are connected to Yom Kippur take on a Chashivas. The rest are just ordinary things. Just because it happens to be in Yom Kippur doesn't make it any more Chashivas. The Kohen Gadol shouldn't be doing it. Same as Machlekes right here. Mishnah. Yeah.
Right before that is also the first answer that said that the first
book of the Gemara. That was a Makshin. The Makshin was saying there may be only the Gemara. The Gemara's answer and accepted. No. So anyway, right, Masnissin, Kol HaChatoish HaBetoide, all the Chats in the Toide, Koidim is La Shomis. Generally, Karma Chatzos takes priests over HaShomis. Why? Because his blood is sprinkled on four corners. Chutzma Asham Metzayda. Because the blood goes on all four corners of Mizbech Hashem and Asham and goes two. And the blood gets poured out on the Yisoy by Asham. It also does, but doesn't say the Fetish. You have to only learn it out. Chutz, the only exception is Asham Metzayda. Why? Mipnei Shubal HaHechshet. The Asham Metzayda is not coming to Mechap or anything. It's coming to allow the Metzayda to rejoin the Klal Yisrael and everything else. Ladi Kotchi, got back in Mikdash. So.
Not a
kapara. Yeah. So therefore, the Asher Metzayder is also very chashuv, equal to a chatas. When does the chatas take precedence over an Asher generally in Asher? But when it comes to Asher Metzayder, it takes precedence over a chatas because it's coming to allow him to walk into the base of English and those other activities. Bipnei Shubal, Hechsh is coming to you, Machshem to go in. Kol Asher Metzayder, Boim B'nei Shtayim. All Asher Metzayder, the animal has to be 2 years old, Boim B'kes, you have to pay at least 2 shkolim. Chutz Masham Nozir, Asher Metzayder, except the Asher Nozir. And except the Asher Metzayder, those two don't. Shein Boim B'nei Shosan, they have to be 1 year old, and Boim B'kes, you don't have to pay the minimum amount. Just like when we say about all these animals that they take precedence, all these animals in the last two mishnah talking about which comes first, also talks about eating, which you eat first. Shlomim shall emish. What happened? You have leftover. Now shlomim is a kachim kalim, which you don't eat first, but you have leftover yesterday, and shlomim shall you emish. Shlomim for today, obviously, shall emish koibin. Otherwise, it's disrespectful. Shall yoim. Shlomim shall emes and chatos v'asher liyayim. What about yesterday? Shlomim and today's chatos, and we learned before that chatos is far more chasher than a shlomim because it's kachim. Nevertheless, shlomim shall emes kaveh me'emes as you do yesterday's because it's not appropriate. It's like a zilzul to let it hang around there. Chamay minim chamay say no chatos kadosh. In this case, the chatos comes first. Why? Because kodesh kadoshim. Then the Mishnah concludes with kulan and all of these things. Hakoyim rashayim l'shanas b'achilas and allowed to prepare the food to eat in any way they want. Le'achlam tzluin they can eat roasted. V'shlukin they can have it stewed or v'sholing and cooked. Losses the teichet tav lechul and they can put in there all kinds of spices to make it tasty. Or tav le'trum, even truma. Leave it on Meir. But we have Shimon. And we already had it. He's not worried about that you're limiting the time you can eat Truma. And Meir, I'm a layitin l'teichet tablet Truma. So don't place in the spices of Truma. Shavayavi atrum lepsul. Truma can be eaten forevermore. And by putting it in a carbon, you're limiting the time. And we don't keep in kachem as a psul. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah.